عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Wow, so powerful, Arzu, so powerful. I was mesmerized when I was listening to her, so touching, because it comes, as Haj Samir says, from your heart. And stay where you are. Stay your, be yourself. Arzu, be yourself. This is the best way of enjoying the faith, enjoying the relationship with God, with our Prophet, with our Quran, with our Imams, is to be yourself, to be yourself, to be genuine. And that is the power of Ziyarah. Different people go to Ziyarah. And there are different stages of benefit. How do we benefit the maximum? How? It depends on me. It depends on my intention. It depends on how I see the Imam. Do I really see him? Do I really believe in him? It all depends on us. So alhamdulillah, I'm so happy, Arzu Khanum. I'm so happy for you that you made it, alhamdulillah. My respect and admiration for you is hitting the ceiling now. It has no limits. Because you have a pure heart, because you are genuine, because you are sincere. Because your parents, they worked for 30 years to build you, to put you together, to support you, to refine you. And their effort did not go in vain. And because also yourself is a pure, you come from a pure family. You know, today you made your grandmother so happy, Haj Khanum, your grandmother, on her first anniversary, when you went to Ziyarah, and when you stood here and expressed your true feeling. Congratulations to you, to your parents, to your family, to your community. Bifarmit, Haj. Yes. Alhamdulillah, but because of her parents, you know, her parents also, they play a major role, her extended family, the dua of her grandfather and grandmother, grandparents also, you know, their dua, their prayers, it works. It's a combination of many factors that builds the character of our children. May Allah bless them all, inshallah. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. So we have two more lessons in Surah Hud alayhi salam, and then we conclude Surah Hud inshallah, and in January we begin Surah Ar-Ra'd inshallah. So tonight we will go through 118 through 120 inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو شاء ربك لجعل الناس أمة واحدة ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك ولذلك خلقهم وتمت كلمة ربك لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. وكلا نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك في هذه الحق وموعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Many people ask, why do we have different religions? Why do we have different schools of thought? Couldn't have been easier for God to create us ummatan wahida, one tradition, one religion, one madhab, one school of thought. Why the humanity is divided into religions, many religions? To answer this question, there are two prefaces, two preludes into it. Number one of the major universal maxims, universal traditions in this life, sunnah, as-sunan al-kawniyah, universal maxims, is that people are created diversified. The principle, the concept of diversity. God created people different, not only in their colors and their shapes and their languages, but also in their personalities, in their thinking, in their mentality, in their contribution, in their love to do goodness. People are different. If you bring 100 people in a room and you examine them, you will find each one of those 100, each one of them has a different personality. The personality of A is different from B, B different from C, C from, different from D. They are different. Different in their personality, in their character. Different in the levels of their understanding, in their perception to this life. Different in their energy, in their commitment. They are different. Sometimes you examine one family who have five children who comes from one mother. They came out of one womb, from one father. They ate the same food. They lived in the same house, sometimes in the same room. They grew up in the same room. They went to the same school, same teachers, but they have five different characters. Each one of them is distinct from the other. God says in chapter 30, these are my signs. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. One of my major signs is that you are different in your color, in your language, in your culture, and in your character too. You are different. And this difference, this diversity brings a beauty into this life. Imagine if we had in this life only one type of color, only one color, no many colors. Only one color, let's say the red color. No more colors. It wouldn't look nice because you get bored. You get bored. One color is not, it's not nice. Imagine if in this life we had only one type of food, only one type of food. Every restaurant serves that food. Every kitchen, every family, they serve the same food, exactly same food. A day comes that you say, I'm tired of this food. I'm tired. Yes, the food is delicious, but I'm tired of it. Imagine if we had only one type of weather, always rain, we get bored. We are thankful to God for the rain that we have. But some people are tired. Go to Europe. Go to Europe. I just came from Europe 3 days ago. It was raining from the time I touched down until the time I took off. Rain, rain, rain. People are tired. They envy me because I live in California. There is sun. And I told them, I envy you because you have rain. I'm tired of the sun here. So imagine if we have one type of color, of weather, we get bored. So we have to have different weathers, different colors, different foods, different people and different personalities. So this is number one. Number two, one of the sunan of this universe, one of the universal traditions, as-sunan al-kawniyah, in this life, in this world, is that also we must have the freedom of choice. The beauty of this life is to have a freedom of choice. Because we are humans, we are not animals. This is not the kingdom of animals. This is the kingdom of the humans. And they are different in a few things. One of them is reason, the power of reason and intellect. Second, because you have reason, you have a choice. Ikhtiyar. You have to choose. God wants you to choose. God could have forced me. God could have programmed all of us, our minds and our souls, to believe in Him automatically and to be Muslims and to be worshippers, never skip any prayers, never skip any worshipping, never skip any service. He could have done that. He could have done that because He did it with the angels. Do you know that the angels, they worship? They never cease worshipping day and night. Day and night they worship. And they have no choice to stop because they have been programmed. They have no choice but to worship. He did create them this way, to worship Him and to obey Him. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never disobey God. They have to follow the rules. They have no choice. So He could have done it with us too, the humans. But He said, no. Angels are different than you. Angels are servants here. I did not send them to the earth. But I sent you to the earth. You are humans. You have a brain. And you have a choice. And religion would not be delicious if I force you to worship me. I want you to discover me out of your own choice. Out of your own research. If I coerce you to believe in me, then there is no more perfection, no takamul, no kamal in this life. I give this example all the time. A father and a mother who write the homework for their children. Always, always. Every sentence is written either by the father or the mother. Would that child succeed in his school? No. Because he's not the one who did the homework. His parents did the homework for him. God said, I'm not going to do the homework for you. I'm going to help you write your homework. I will help you, yes. I promise. But I'm not going to do it for you. I want you to enjoy religion. The day, see here in America, all of you are in the mosque tonight, yes? All of you, different nationalities, different ages. Tell me which one of you was forced to come to the mosque. Which one? None of you. You were forced? But in 2 years, you will love it. Now, they forced you, but you will love it. But didn't you enjoy Arzu? Didn't you enjoy her? Tell me, honestly. Yeah? Did you enjoy her? So you don't regret it. See? At this age, 12, 13, and thank you for honesty. Say salawat for her. At this age, you are not forced. You have been encouraged. I don't think Tuba Khanam will force you. She promised, she encouraged you. See, this is encouragement. Force, when you drag someone, when you by force, by violence. But she did not do that to you. She said, I'm going to buy you something, which is good. And this is exactly what God does to us. God says, I'll buy you. This is paradise. Food, you know, good relationships, good friends, no pain, no hurt. And this is why we come to the mosque. So this is not a force. This is encouragement. There is a difference between force and encouragement. See, my friends, you enjoy religion because nobody forced you to come here. You came out of your will. And this is exactly what God wants you to do in this life. Because you say, God says, through your free choice, you're going to learn. If there is no choice, if you don't have a free choice, if you are coerced and pushed, you are not going to learn. This is exactly why we have different religions. Because God says, this is part of who you are. You have different characters, different brains, different mentalities, different perception. Some of you are easygoing, some of you are not. Some of you are very sophisticated, some of you are simple. This is why we have mu'min, believer, and we have disbelievers. Because we are different in our understanding. And that is the beauty of this life. Therefore Allah says in 118, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ had your Lord willed, لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. He could have made you one group, one religion. No diversity like the Communist Party of China. You have to follow this way. Or in South North Korea, you know. You have to say one sentence. All the people, teachers, workers, you know, farmers, they say the same sentence. They have to follow the rules. God says, I don't do that. There is no enjoyment in that. You are not going to enjoy. There is no pleasure in that. This is slavery. I don't like it. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. He could have made us one religion, one deen, but he didn't do that. God says, they will remain different, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ, till the last day of this life, because of this free choice, we are going to be different. Where is this? Another Mustafa al-Qazwini? Probably. Yeah. We're going to hear our voice on the Day of Judgment, believe me. All of us. Everything we say is going to be recorded and broadcasted. So, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. They don't cease to differ. They will continue to differ. And then in 119, he says, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. Accept. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. Save those upon whom your Lord has mercy. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. And for this he created them. God said, what is the simple translation of this verse? God says, despite your diversity, despite your different understanding, different levels of understanding, different levels of intelligence, different capacities, still I made it easy for you to believe in me. I made it universal. This is a universal offer. Yes, you have different personalities, different thinking, different intelligence. But I offered myself and my mercy and my guidance to all of you with no discrimination. So the most sophisticated person, the most intelligent person in the community can reach out to me and get me and find me. And the one with no education, the one with little understanding and little intelligence also can find God. Both can find God. Because he furnished his mercy to all of us. He accommodates all of us. In some classes, they accommodate certain group of people. Only those would understand. Only those are going to be entertained. Others are not going to benefit. But when it comes to God, every single soul, human soul, is going to benefit. There is no discrimination. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. He says, despite the differences of characters and personalities, you can believe in me. And therefore you find many people who have different ideologies, different taste in this life, different tendencies, different priorities, but to still believe in God, they can believe in God. But with different levels, of course, because Iman is not one level. The hadith says no two people on the surface of earth are equal in their iman, 100%. No two people. Millions of people are believers, but they are different in the level and the percentage of their belief. They are different. And that difference depends on how they approach God, how they perceive God. It is different because of their relationship with God is different. Both of them are called mu'min. But that one is in the highest level, the other one is the lowest. And both are mu'min. And maybe both are going to make it to paradise, but they don't put them in the same compartment, in the same group. Jannah also, paradise has levels. It's like America, 330 million people. You have the nicest people of the world here, and you have the ruthless people, they live in the same country. Same state. same Orange County. You have the best people who live in Orange County and you have the worst. They both are citizens of the same land. Same thing with paradise. Paradise, you may find people with the best faith, top faith, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhim as-salam. And we will find some people who make it barely, they make it with the shafa'ah, with the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. So Allah says, I created the universe. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. For this reason I created them, to bestow my mercy on them so they can find me, to bestow my guidance on them. This is the reason I created them. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ وَتَمَّتْ. But if they don't want to use my mercy and my guidance, then there is another path for them. Another path because of their choice, not because of God's choice. Because of their choice. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Let me go through number 120, the last one. وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرَّسُلِ. See, in this chapter Hud, we went through the story of many prophets, maybe 7 or 8 of them, during the last few months. Why the storytelling in this book? God says, for all that I have mentioned their stories to you, I rehearsed their stories and their struggles to you. وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. The stories of the prophets and their struggle with their communities. Why? مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. We are strengthening your fu'ad. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Tathbit is the firmness, to make your heart firm. Because the prophet, through his struggle, he confronted probably the worst people of that time, the people of Quraysh. Can you imagine? He was raised among them in the same neighborhood. He was raised among them. Today we were discussing a story of a religious leader in this country who converted to the school of Ahlul Bayt after 70 years. His close friends, they deserted him. They left him. They accused him. They betrayed him. His close friends, after knowing him for 70 years. So I brought the story of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 40 years, his community, they've been knowing him as As-Sadiq al-Amin, the purest, the most truthful person, the most honest person. But once he said, I invite you to worship God, they left him. Knowing that he did not lie, knowing that he did not cheat, knowing that he was not dishonest even for one time in his life, they left him. What happens to you when your family members, they leave you? Some of your uncles, they betray you. They don't stand with you, but they stand against you. So you need someone to hold your hands. Allah says, I will hold your hands. Don't worry. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. I will console you. I will make you firm, your heart firm. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. You know, one of the most powerful verses in the Quran is in chapter 15. Whenever you get distressed, read this verse. Chapter 15 is Surah Al-Hijr. Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 97. Whenever you hear some tightness in your chest, you can't breathe, read this one. Read this one. God says to the Prophet, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ. Verily, I know what happens to you, Ya Muhammad. I know your feeling. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Your chest is straightened by what they are saying. Your chest is straightened by their accusations, their mockery of you. I know the pain that you go through, the trauma that you go through, the suffering that you go through. I know very well. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ وَلَقَدْ لِلْتَحْقِيقِ. When God wants to say something, verily, definitely, ولقد in the Arabic literature ولقد نعلم. I know very well you're suffering ya Rasulullah. I know sometimes you can't breathe because of their accusations against you. I know because of their betrayal. I know that. So what is the prescription? Listen to the prescription. Very simple. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Glorify the praise of your Lord. Glorify. Remember your Lord. That is the fastest remedy, the fastest medicine, the fastest healing. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. We the believers, we have to do tasbih even silently sometimes. When you drive, when you are in your bed, when you are by yourself, when you walk on the beach, when you go with your friends, always glorify, سَبِّح. Glorify the praise of your Lord. Always say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Be with your Lord. Connect. I call it God's Wi-Fi. Connect to His Wi-Fi. وَسَبِّح بِحَمْدِ رَبِّ. When you feel sad and down sometimes and feel alone and deserted and betrayed, read what Allah taught Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Always read this. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Glory to you that I abused myself. I was one of the wrongdoers, one of the sinners. The Quran promises, he says, immediately God said to him, فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to him. We are first responders. We responded to him. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ. We saved him from depression, from sadness, from feeling down and alone and lonely. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. But God says this is not only with Jonah, with anyone who does the same. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those who remember God. So Allah says to the Prophet, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Because of what they say against you, the false accusations against you. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Immediately resort to glorification. وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Put your forehead immediately in sujood, prostration to God. Put it on this turba, on the dust, wherever you are. That is the best relief. That is the best injection that strengthens you, supports you, uplifts you, brings you back to life. When you feel down, do this prescription. It's very easy. Very easy. You can do it anywhere. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. So the conclusion of ayah, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ. We are rehearsing these stories of the prophets upon you. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. To make your heart firm. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقِّ. In these stories, you find the truth, the haq. وَمَوْعِظَةٌ. Exhortation from your Lord. وَذِكْرَى. And a reminder for the believers. وَذِكْرَى. للمؤمنين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات. And please join me in reciting سورة الفاتحة for مؤمنين المؤمنات and also for the mother of حاج ناهيد خانم ياسائي. Her Honorable Mother, Haj Ismet, Haj Khanum Ismet, min raf'ati ila ruhiha al-fatiha ma'as-salati ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.